save your chosen piece. On Hit 92.9. Righto, here we are about to review another daily dose of content gold from our favourite FM radio breakfast personalities, Xavier, Jules and Pete. Yeah, just roll the WAV file. Roll it. Xavier, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Jambo, Saviki, Kamusta Ka.
Oh, you brought in your map today.
Yeah, I do have the scratch map, so if this is the first time you're listening to our podcast, wherever you are around the world. Now, obviously, when companies have podcasts that they reveal, that they release, you can see who's downloading as far as what country and region they come from, right?
Yep.
And apparently, we have a couple of downloaders from Kenya. We also have from Lithuania.
We're not sure whether the Kenyan ones were me.
Well, I like knowing or thinking that we've got listeners from all around the world. So I brought in my scratch map where you can scratch off where you've been around the world and it reveals a different colour, right?
Yep.
But I brought it in. I haven't used it yet. And I'm going to use it so we can scratch off where our downloaders are from around the world.
Okay, so every morning we're checking fresh ones.
Yes. Yep. And, we're hopefully going to have the most listeners around the world.
I like it.
In every country.
I like it. Some Italians. There are some Italian rallies who are listening to this.
Yeah. Use your connections. My Philippines are already on it.
Yep, perfect. Okay, have a great day. There's plenty in the show. You'll enjoy it. Guaranteed. Bye.
What stupid thing you have memorized? Now, I was talking to one of my girlfriends over the weekend, one of my best friends who I've been friends with since year six.
Mm-hmm.
Since year six, and obviously, you know, 20 years ago, it was all about the home phones, didn't have any mobiles or anything like that. So it was like so common for me to get home from school and then jump on the phone to my girlfriends and do like three-way chats and things like that. And we'd be on the phone too. We got screamed at to get off. Now, over the weekend, I was talking to my girlfriend, and she now lives on the, like in Newcastle, on the Central Coast, on the East Coast. And her dad lives in Dubbo. And she was saying, you know, he hasn't been too well lately. And I said to her, oh, no, I'll give him a call. She's like, do you have his mobile number? I was like, no, but I still remember your home number. Because I actually had to, you know, press it into the phone like almost every day.
The old rubber buttons on the flat panel Telstra phone back in the day? Or was it the one that was like the brrrr?
No, we had like it was a cordless one. We were bougie.
Oh,
gee whiz. Yeah, it was a cordless one.
Cordless early.
Wow. Man, very nice.
Mm. Don't you ever cry foul again? You had
no,
a cordless phone.
Just relax, because when you know my mum and my brother and I had moved from Brewarrina, where I grew up, to Dubbo, so we had to get a new phone, and at the time that was like the newest thing. And
so you didn't have to hold the stretch the cord as far as you could, and then close the door so your parents couldn't.
No, but you know what? I actually wish I did, because the bloody battery would go flat if I spent any more than an hour or two on it. So I was always like, all right, I've got to charge the phone, and you had to actually hang it back up and put it on. But I find it so weird, considering that I've got a shocking memory, especially when it comes to people's names and things like that. But for some reason, I've memorized her home phone number.
Do you guys know?
20 years.
Do you guys know who Weird Al Yankovic is?
No.
Have you ever heard of that? So he was a. I've got some hands out in the producer's airlock out there. He was a, and still is, but a guy who does takeoff songs. Like, instead of Michael Jackson's "Beat It," he does "Eat It."
Oh,
like,
yeah,
really
okay.
big in the 90s and stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
He had an album that I used to listen to, and he had a song on there about star signs, and I still remember the rap bit in the middle
Sing
of
it.
The song. Hang on a sec. Okay.
Do you need a beat?
No, I'm good. Now, you may find it inconceivable or at the very least a bit unlikely that the relative positions of the planets and their source could have a specialty significance or meaning that exclusively applies to only you, but let me give you my assurance that these forecasted predictions are a waste of solid scientific documented evidence that you would have to be some kind of moron not to realize that every single one of them is absolutely true.
Whoa!
I don't even know what you did then.
Damn!
Yeah, it's just it's a bit in the middle of the song, and I
remember that. How did you learn the lyrics, like the words?
You guys never used to do that. Like that back in the day, you used to open the CD case and you take out the paper, and in the paper, in the booklet, they used to have the lyrics, and you used to memorize them.
Gosh, are we getting old?
Yeah, no, we are getting old.
Hit 92.9's. Take your chosen piece.
So over the weekend, I was talking to one of my girlfriends from over on the East Coast. Now, we've been friends since year six, right? So over 20 years ago. And, you know, we used to get home from school and then jump on the home phone and then dial each other up, do three-way chats with other friends and whatever. It was every afternoon and most of the weekends when we couldn't hang out. And when I was talking to her over the weekend, she was saying, oh, you know, give my dad a call because he hasn't been well. And she's like, do you have his mobile number? I was like, no, but I still remember your home number. And I rattled it off. She's like, how? And I'm like, I don't know, because I've got the worst memories out there.
Some of those things just stick in your head. We got Shannon in Kingsley. Good morning. What have you got?
Good morning. So I grew up in Kalgoorlie and there was this radio ad that was for like a local security company.
Yeah.
And I cannot for the life of me forget this tune, which I would have been maybe 10. I'm 28 now.
Yeah.
And like sometimes something will come on the radio and it will like just jog my memory. And then for the rest of the day I have this silly tune in my head. You want to hear it?
Yeah. Yes. I was like, I want to hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, it was Kalgoorlie Security Services, keeping out the Kalgoorlie burglars. We drive around at night making sure your stuff's all right. We guarantee your arms with the very best alarms. No matter where you're from, if there's a break, and we respond to when you get up in the morning, all your stuff will not be gone.
With 90221100. Oh, oh wow. That was awesome.
Sorry, mate, I went early on the gong.
I thought you were down.
I thought you were Red Simons over there.
Red Simons for a moment. Gee whiz. So they're not around anymore?
I have no idea, but I'm not there. I haven't been there for many years. And, yeah, like I said, I would have been about 10. It was every morning on the way to primary school, and I cannot forget it.
I love it.
Oh, that's
so good.
Good
on you, so
much. What was the company called again?
Kalgoorlie Security?
Kalgoorlie Security Services.
See if they're still around, mate.
Money well spent on advertising.
All right, let's go with Elle from Wattle Grove. Hey, babe.
Hey, how you going?
Well, thanks. Now, what is it? What's the one thing you've memorized?
When I was 10 years old, me and my cousins made up a rap.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't get it out of my head.
Okay, sing
like
it for us.
Just stuck it in there. All right, so it goes, I'm the queen of rapping, bling and blapping. I like to rap to any beat, just start clapping. I'm not a girly girl. I like to play soccer. I don't buy secondhand poop from the clocker. I like to break. I like to groove. So everybody just bust the move. Just bust the move.
Wow.
Bust the move. I love it.
It's been stuck in my head for so long I can't get it out.
Oh, gosh.
That is a ripper.
You're going to be singing it all day now, though.
Hey, Joe.
Same as Shannon.
Hello, Joe.
Yes, hello.
Girl, so you wrote a poem to your mum.
I did.
All right, and you still you remember it?
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Okay, let's hear
How old were you, mate? Sorry.
Eight. I was in grade 3. And I won a big chocolate heart.
And how old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
60.
Oh, beautiful.
52 years. 60. Here we
go. Yeah, let's go.
Okay. I once had a kind-hearted mother, and she was good to me. One night as I lay sleeping, an angel came to me. She said to me, your mother is gone, so if you have a mother, please obey her and have the best of all.
Oh.
Was it meant to rhyme at the end there, Joe? Yeah, that was good.
I wrote that when you were three, in year three, you're right. That's pretty good.
Grade 3. Well, my mum used to write poetry, so you could imagine how she felt.
Yeah. Oh. Now that was lovely.
Unreal. Good on you, yeah. Joe. It's a real good warm feeling for the morning, actually.
Hit 92.9's. Take your jewels and
peace. Now, Jules, the stupidest thing you have memorized.
Yes, we are continuing the conversation. Now, this bird from over the weekend, talking to one of my girlfriends, said I was going to give her dad a call. She goes, do you want his mobile number? I was like, no, I've got your home number still from over 20 years ago. I've memorized the number in my head from when I was, year 7, year 8.
But do you ever, when you were a kid, sorry to quickly before getting the call, it's like when you went down the street or whatever and you had to call your dad or your mum, and there was a mobile number and you had nowhere to save it, so you had to remember the number.
Yeah, no, that's exactly
I don't know M's phone number. I couldn't, if I was stranded in the middle of nowhere, I wouldn't know how to call M.
That's because like smartphones now though, right? Yeah. Like because it's just names. You're not looking at numbers anymore.
I could call dad in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
With his mobile, I don't know M's. Yeah.
I think I only know my own phone number now, like as far as mobiles go.
Mercedes.
That's it.
Good morning, Anna.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Going well, mate. Talk us through this. Was it the stupidest thing that you remember happened 44 years ago?
Well, thanks for that. So when I was at North Perth Primary School, year four, year five, yeah. I played the part of a fairy godmother in this play who quickly transformed into a witch. The part that I had to sing was, all is harmony and peace, this won't do, no, this must cease. I must do some business here to disturb the atmosphere. And then I flew away off the stage on my broomstick.
And what a starring role that would have been.
Oh, babe. Was that your only talking role or no?
No, I had a part in the role, in the play. Godmother in a beautiful little purple dress, and then I had this black cloak and, it was lovely. I still remember it.
Crazy, 44 years ago.
Good on you, Anna. G'day, Troy.
Hey, mate. Now, love your work, guys.
Oh, thanks, we mate. Love you. Good now, what stupid thing have you memorised?
Well, I have a uncanny memory of 80s TV commercials.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you remember the McDonald's menu. Yeah.
No.
I know what I want.
Yeah.
which one are you talking? So it was like a McDonald's commercial, was it?
Yeah, I think this was back in 89. Yeah. There was a Macca's commercial and the guy used to recite the whole McDonald's menu.
All right, can you do it for us, please?
I will do my best,
okay?
No pressure.
So the trick is to do it all in one breath.
Okay.
I'm going to do my best.
Good luck.
I'll have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, fillet of fish, my feast, a bowl of ginger burger, orange burger, chicken, my nugget, six, and on before, delicious sauce, sense of gold, fresh, some more large, like a drink of orange, like a make a diet, cook a French, spice, a kind, shake a chocolate, or Vienna, vanilla, coffee, tea, hot apple, pie, cookies, and for Sunday, such a fudge, caramel, or maybe strawberry, my favourite, maybe a potato, beans, my favourite, my most, sausage, every muffin, soft with muffin, soup, bacon, eggs, and mesh, pony, best and sauce, and scrambled eggs, I love McDonald's, all the trash, can I get this all at one place?
Oh, imagine trying to do the menu now, we'd be here for bloody 3 minutes. That's
Send him
insane.
To the chick flick, surely. Yeah, go on, mate. We'll head you off to the movies. How about that?
Oh, sweet as.
All right. Yeah, champagne, as. Cheese and cupcakes. It's not quite a McDonald's menu, but it'll do. Good on ya.
Thanks, mate.
Hit 92.9's. Take your chosen
piece. There you go. Hey, you know, last week I spoke about I thought someone was breaking into our house. I went outside twice. Tilly is our guard dog. So if anyone wants to try and break into my house, you'll buy you, so don't do it. Tilly started growling one night, and then I started hearing talking.
Yes.
I thought it was talking. Anyway, went out the back, no good. Me and Tillswin went and investigated. Then we came back in, went back to bed, and it felt like an hour or so later, heard it again. I was like, Jesus, someone is... So we went out the front this time, no one there. So that was what happened last week. Ended up being Em's gut. gurgling away.
Unborn baby in there having a little conversation.
Yeah, it actually felt the little one kick for the first time the other day.
Oh,
yeah.
Cute.
Which I like, it's been doing it for ages, so I don't know why it was the first time I'd felt it. But every time I put my hand there,
yeah,
it just doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Then whenever anyone else does it,
it kicks.
It goes off like a firecracker. Anyway, it's probably signs that it's a girl and never going to listen to me. So anyway, move on. Anyway, so it was Em's gut. But then on Saturday night, again, Tilly started growling, and I'm a light sleeper. And for those that say Saturday night, you've probably got a gut full in you and you've had a big night. And I was in bed at 7 p.m. on Saturday night.
Were you?
7 p.m.
Why? Yeah.
Just
because you're a responsible human being.
Older,
that's why,
wiser man. Than I once was. No, I actually started feeling a bit sick, yeah.
Didn't Em post something of you snoring over the weekend?
Friday night.
That was Friday night, was it?
That was after a gutful.
Yeah. That was after.
Oh, so this is the night. Okay, go.
Anyway, so in bed by 7, hear the dog going again. And again, I'm like, is that voices or is that Em's bloody gut? So I go out the front again with Tilly.
Did you check the baby first?
No, so you try and keep Em asleep. So I try and use the process of elimination first.
Right,
so is the serial Good killer in
boy.
My front room?
Yep.
I'll cross that off first, and then I'll make my way back to M. Now, so I've done that, gone, nah, there actually is this time voices. And I'm like, holy moly, maybe it was voices last time. Anyway, so I'm starting, our house goes long down one side, long down the other side is outside, but it's covered with like a
patio or something.
Yeah, patio, yeah. And then goes to the pool.
Yep, okay.
And then we've got an alleyway at the back where... wind and stuff rushes down. Anyway, this noise this noise, these words, are carrying down the where the patio is, clear as day.
Right.
So clear. I'm like, someone's out there. Up we go. No one's there. Go back inside. Well, as we've got the nights progressed, the words started turning into an absolute Barney, a relationship.
Oh, really?
No, a full on
domestic.
Well, yeah, a full on. She was doing a lot of yelling, and he was probably doing a lot of listening, from what I gathered. But for about 3 hours, it went for 3 hours.
Well, she's going off ahead,
and what? I was so flat because Ted had moved into his bed. 4 nights in a row, we're up to of him staying the entire night in his bed, and then coming out at 6 in the morning or whatever. Yeah. There's yelling and screaming, and I didn't know where it was coming from, but it was flying down our. It sounded like it was, you know, behind a house, behind his house, next to his house, across the road. It was so clear, but could not find where it was to save me. Went for 3 hours. Ted had to get moved into the single, into our bed, and I moved.
Nah. Yeah.
Anyway, the next morning, because don't get me wrong, Double View would have heard it and went forever.
Yeah.
I was like, geez, Em's like, I wonder if people think it was us.
Is that something that usually happens? Isn't
well,
it?
No, but like it was pitch black.
But exactly,
it's 3 a.m.
If you can't pick who it was.
And I didn't know it was coming from. It was so clear, though, what was going on. F you, this, that, F that, and all that sort of. Oh, no. Oh, there was
it was
a lot
bad.
Oh, yeah, goodness me. Anyway, so you know when you see Donald Trump and Ivanka Trump? Is that Melania Trump?
Melania.
You know, yeah. Showy United front when they get off the plane together.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes
yeah.
she pulls her hand away.
Yeah.
But...
So yesterday morning, Em was like, every time Em went outside, I charged outside to be like, it wasn't us. We're still friends. It wasn't us who were fighting. I don't know who it was. Anyway, not a soul in the street yesterday. Not a soul.
Really?
I don't know who it was. I don't know where it was, but it definitely wasn't Em's gut, and it makes me believe it wasn't Em's gut the first time.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
Okay.
All right.
Hit 92.9's. Take your jewels and peace.
Star Wars! Okay, geez, I'm going to have to do a full setup just for those that have never heard this game before.
And the best you've got, Jules, it's now out of the... Bold the and the Beautiful o'clock. Time yes. slot, and it is home and away hours.
Okay, so the way this game works is if you've got a scar, you can play. Give us a call on 13 10 60, and all you need to do is describe in detail how you got a scar. So it could be anything like, oh, I was riding down. What's a big hill around Perth?
The one Ewan Street.
All right, that one. Or one in Double View. Don't you live on a big
hill? Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah? Oh, all right.
Or Sydenham
You're
Road.
You're riding down.
Sydenham Road, yep.
You were 8 years old. You were with your three best mates.
Yep.
You didn't have a helmet on. No, nothing to cover your skin on your knees or your elbows or anything like that. You came off and you did a couple of somersaults. You ended up in hospital and you got
Comas
eight stitches.
Stuff. Yeah.
Right?
Well, the best one I think we've had was the guy who had the backpack on his back.
Yep.
Got hit by a bus. The bus didn't actually injure him. It was when he got hit. It swung the backpack off him and tore his ears off.
Yes.
That was a reasonable
scar. Now,
Zay
really loves the missing limbs kind of.
If you don't have a missing limb, don't get me wrong, you're not going to get a 10 out of 10 from me. It'll always be a good story. I'm certain of it. It'd want to be a bit of coma action.
See, I like the things that are like, you know, oh, and I ended up with 80-something stitches.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Think about that kid, you know, A crocodile bit my arms off and my legs went that way, Mum. That's the sort of stuff I'm after. Yeah, crocodile like bites.
But
anything.
We will take anything.
We'll take anything, of course.
It's all about the description of the story.
Yes.
Right? Now, then what happens is it's up to one of us to buzz in and guess where it is specifically on the body, and that's how we work out our point system. Now, at the moment, we ain't going too well, and the listeners are right up there on about 1,000.
Yeah, the listeners are going great.
Yeah. So, 13 10 60 is the number to call. If you get through, we'll put you in the draw for our mystery prize.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, the stuff that's in that mystery prize draw as we speak.
Oh, well, now the MS Lottery has gone off.
Yep.
Probably the second biggest prize pool.
Easily. Easily.
Hit 92 nines.
Take your jewels and peace.
Scar Wars!
Okay, this is Scar Wars. World?
Do you want to just take
Scar
a moment?
Wars?
Have a breather.
Just take a moment.
Stop focusing on me. Okay, so Scar Wars is where you call through if you've got a scar and you have to describe to us how you got it and we determine where it is on the body. Well, we try to anyway. And we've got Alana. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
Okay, now tell us from the start what happened.
Okay, so you've got to picture this. We're on our last day of holidays, summer holidays in Mildura.
Oh, beautiful. On the river.
Yeah, and I had made little friends. I was 8 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. Made friends with the little girl down the road, and every day we ended up playing together. And this one particular day, we were on the way back to our little holiday house, and nobody was there.
Right.
That's the 90s. And I was busting to go to the toilet. So we had this great idea to get a wheelie bin, wheel it up to the fence, open the fence to be able to get into the back of the house.
Right.
Yeah.
Obviously was an incident, yep. Or I wouldn't be calling. Wheelie bin fell. I've ended up with over 80 stitches.
Don't say where.
Skin graft. Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know what else to say.
Yeah,
with that.
No, that's all good. Lance, I'm going to have a guess, mate. I reckon you're standing on the wheelie bin, and I don't reckon it was on like a level sort of surface. So the wheels have gone from under you. And you've put your arm down. So you've fallen off the top of the wheelie bin. You put your arm down. And as you're putting your arm down, all the force from falling off the bin, you've snapped your arm in half, and it's a compound fracture.
All right. Is that
the answer? Is that a yes or no?
That's my guess.
So you say yes or no, and then we rule him out.
That would be a no.
Okay. Move on.
Yeah. Who else wants to have a go?
Oh, I just kind of like, what kind of fence was it, Alana?
A corrugated.
Oh, man, I just got goosebumps.
I reckon it might be... I'm just going to say arm, like, you know, your forearm or upper arm. Let's go with forearm, like underneath. And
I ruined it for you, sorry.
Right, no, it's okay. All right, Alana, So corrugated iron fence, you're talking, you were 8 years old at the time. So we're going back to a time where there was nowhere near the amount of safety over the top of corrugated iron that there is these days. So I reckon you've fallen off the bin, you've come down on the top of the corrugated iron fence. And as you've come down, it's actually, the top has caught maybe the side of you. I'm going to go with the right side just above your hip and has completely torn all the skin off that side of your body as it's come down.
Oh, my gosh, you guys are amazing. But no.
Oh, bugger.
All right, girlfriend, tell us the story. Where is it?
I degloved my whole hand.
Oh, jeez, I was close.
So you came.
I was close.
And it was, but there was no capping on the top of the fence.
Oh, there you go. So what happened, mate? So you've fallen off, you've done that. Now what, rushed to hospital, Mildura Hospital, I suppose?
Yeah, so then obviously I've got a petrified other little girl with me, and we were like, ah! So we just kind of ran around into the next driveway and like banged on somebody's door until she came and had a heart attack and took us to hospital. So anyway, we ended up needing to stay in Mildura for another 3 nights while I was tended to in hospital, and then we were allowed to go home to where we lived near the Great Ocean Road, and we had to go back to hospital there.
Oh, mate.
Baby.
So how's your hand these days?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I can send you a photo, but fun fact, I now have some hair growing on the palm of my hand. Just fine hair.
Oh, I'm not crazy. Where did they graft it from?
From behind my ear.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fun fact.
Yeah, no, okay.
Is there skin from behind the ear? Like, both ears or?
Yeah. No, so on my right hand.
Wow.
That's nuts.
Okay, if
you can send us a photo, that'd be great. We'll chuck it if you, with your permission, we'll chuck it up on our Instagram.
I've just Googled image to gloved hand.
Why would you?
Oh my good lord!
I've watched horror stories. No, I'm not looking at it, mate. Get stuck.
Oh, pretty. Jeez, that looks so pretty, Xavier.
Did you pick up the skin of your hand?
Oh, I look 8 years old. I'm not entirely sure what I did.
I was still hanging on the fence.
I can feel it. I can just, anytime, because it's not the first time we've heard the term degloved, but anytime anybody says degloved, you can feel it.
Oh.
Like it's just there.
Just picture that layer of skin just coming out.
Oh, mate. Alana.
Did you see bones?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay. I blocked that out.
Into the mystery prize draw with you, mate. Good on you. Good luck.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. See you, mate.
Hit 92.9's. Take your chosen
piece. The Block back tonight, 7:30 on 9. Hello, Harry and Tash. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, morning.
Hello. Hey, morning, guys. Just a quick one to get started. Now, we just had a break about 5 minutes ago. We had an argument on air about a pickup line used over Tinder. Tash, I'm going to direct this one to you if that's okay. Can you just tell me whether it's no good or it's a winner? Now, the Tinder line is, you have one of those smiles that makes me smile just looking at you. Is that just a bit corny?
Oh, I feel like it's all in the delivery, actually.
Mm.
Yeah. So if it's in Tinder, it's not a
Yeah, no.
I don't mind it, actually.
Yeah, see? See, it's the way that... Ugh. It's also the way... Xavier's like, oh, you have one of those... No, you have one of those smiles that make me smile just looking at you.
Oh, righto.
See? Beautiful. As Tash, I'm with you, babe. The boys are so against me on this one.
As her father, Harry, what do you think?
What's Tinder?
Yeah, not fair.
Ask your daughter.
Hey, Harry. Harry, how's your how's your ankle going?
My ankle's, it's a lot better now, but I actually broke it.
Oh, you did? Broken. I thought it was a sprain.
Yeah, it was a sprain. No, we thought so, but I actually went to the hospital and had an x-ray, and it was a break.
Jeez.
Can you take us through what happened?
Yeah. Look, I was there was where the front yard is, it's not a very even surface, and I just rolled it and heard a bit of a crack. I thought, oh, that doesn't sound too good. And I went and finished what I needed to do, just hobbling along. And but it wasn't until later on during the day where my adrenaline had gone into my body, I realised I wasn't in a good state. But, yeah, I got through it, though.
Oh, there you go. How's the relationship gone between you two along the journey? Do you feel like it strengthened it, weakened it? How do you think the relationship, father-daughter relationship's gone?
Oh, look, we've had a great relationship, and we still have. So it hasn't in any way... strength. It's always been very strong, and so this is just a great experience I've done with Natasha. It's been a great journey.
Actually,
and it is a great journey. It's continuing.
I think it was maybe the first episode when they were introducing you both, and Tash, you describing, you know, just how great your dad is. Mm. Actually, you had me in tears. I was crying along with you.
God, I'm a
you
too. I just cry at the drop of a hat. Look, he is the best dad, and I just think. You know, I'm sure so many girls and guys out there just look at their dad and think they're the dad too. So I just one lucky girl, and my brother's one lucky boy to have an awesome dad. And, you know, and I think just the block is an experience doing that with me, even though it was something we wanted to do together. Mm-hmm. Like, he really is doing this for us kids and to help me get ahead and being out, hopefully be able to buy my own house and get, you know, me moving because, you know, I've got to get moving, getting old now. you know, and I think that's just a perfect example of what an awesome dad he is. And he really just pushed himself. He pushed himself for this experience.
Yeah.
Jeez, I tell you what, Harry, that is a glowing review. And as a dad with two young daughters, I need help. I need tips because I've got a 4-year-old. And a 2-year-old, and the 4-year-old and myself are butting heads like absolute crazy. She's showing me a lot of attitude at the moment, and everybody keeps telling me that once she hits her 13s, 14s, her teens, it's only going to get worse from there. What's the secret to a good relationship between dad and little girl?
Look, all I can say, you've got a problem.
Thanks.
Number one.
No, you don't.
But do you know what? I'll tell you what. You know, growing, we had Natasha quite young. We were young parents, and I spend a lot of time with her, with both our kids, and the bond you have just spending time with them, and like we used to go to the markets together, and we used to watch TV, we used to watch Disney movies and with them, and have our Friday nights hot dogs and vanilla slices with her mum not there. We just bonded.
Oh,
it's all about
beautiful.
Spending time with them.
Yeah.
And that's something that's always been in, it's always there, I always remember it.
You all right, mate? You're sounding a little teary.
Oh, gosh. How did you guys go?
She's been great.
How did you guys cope with the, when they announced, obviously, with everything that was going on with COVID? We did see that on the show last night, but what was it really like behind the scenes?
It was just bizarre, really. Like, we were in this block bubble and you don't quite know what's going on outside, and because you're so focused, like, you're just trying to get through the week and concentrate on what you're doing. We're not reading the news, we're not watching the news, we're not listening to the news. We were just getting little updates from our family. And, you know, that was back when toilet paper was the hard thing to come by. So we just found that to be the weirdest thing and we're like, no, that can't be right.
Yeah.
You know, and then it wasn't until, you know, we all sort of sat around and watched the Prime Minister's address in our master bedroom as a group, which we saw in the promo last night, that it kind of really hit for us. That's when, you know, they'd announced Italy was gone into lockdown and we're like, what? That doesn't happen. Like, countries don't go into lockdown, so this must be pretty serious. So it was a bit, yeah, it was a bit, it was just a weird.
Surreal.
It was a really, yeah, yeah, it was surreal. Experience. And we were getting a little bit nervous, you know, worried about our families.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so.
Yeah. Hey, growing up in Melbourne, growing up in Melbourne, guys, I'm well aware of the prices in Brighton, and you know, if you nail it, you're set up for life, sort of stuff. Are you anxious about the property prices of Melbourne at the moment?
Yeah, look, I think everyone is. You know, I mean, the fact that there isn't a lot of properties on the market that is of quality to compare with, or to see where the market is at the moment. So it is a concern. But look, we've got another 8 weeks of viewing to go. So actually more, I think it's 9 weeks of viewing to go.
Yeah.
So hopefully by then it opens up and a lot more people can get out there and view these properties that we're building, and hopefully we can get a great price for them.
Are you able to take people through the houses at the moment, or it'd have to be virtual, wouldn't it?
Everything's shut down. Yeah, it's very difficult, but everything is shut down. We cannot.
Not even virtual at this point. Yeah, we're just
nothing.
Staying home and having Zoom meetings.
That's there you it. Go. Face sound. Zoom
hour
meetings are difficult. Good on you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, listen, good luck. The Block is back tonight at 7:30 on Channel 9. Harry and Tash, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks guys.
Bye,
thanks,
guys. Save your tools and pain. On Hit 92.9. Save your tools and pain. On Hit 92.9.